US and Russia have reacted to the death of the INF Treaty. Simon Marks joins us now to fill us in on Washington's response. Simon, the treaty gone, what does this mean for the United States?
Arms control experts here in Washington, D.C. are certainly in mourning over the demise of this treaty, signed in 1987, the only treaty that eliminated an entire class of nuclear weapons. And they make the point that it was signed by Ronald Reagan, a Republican president, based in large measure on enormous efforts by leading Republican members in Congress to find a way of reaching an agreement with their Soviet counterparts. So, without the INF Treaty, there are enormous questions about what the impact will be on other nuclear agreements, as we were just suggesting, that remain in place between the United States and Russia. And what can the Trump administration do to try and salvage the entire concept of nuclear arms control? Arms control experts here say they didn't see the kind of energetic action behind the scenes that they were hoping to see from President Trump's White House, especially from the National Security Administration, in a bid to try and salvage the INF Treaty. So they wonder just how committed the Trump administration is to the concept of arms control generally, even though it's not just the United States, its NATO partners also argue that Russia was in clear violation of the treaty.
Simon, Mr. Trump has also mentioned, though, a next-generation arms control with Russia and China to cover all types of nuclear weapons. What are the odds of that actually happening then?
Well, so one of the reasons why there may not have been much energy behind the scenes about saving the INF Treaty is that people like National Security Advisor John Bolton believe that it was ineffective because China wasn't part of it. And while it constrained Russia and the United States, it did nothing to constrain Chinese efforts in the nuclear space. So there has been talk about a possible next generation arms control effort that would bring the Chinese within the fold. But as the United States heads towards its date with the next presidential election in November of next year, it's very hard to see how much immediate action takes place on that, and hard also to see how you get the leaders of America, Russia and China into a room to agree on anything at a time of curious relations between Washington and Moscow, and at the time of a trade war between Washington and Beijing.
All right, thanks, Simon. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.